This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. The ministry said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. All media platforms, news agencies and social media users have been advised to exercise utmost responsibility and adhere strictly to existing laws and regulations while reporting on matters concerning defence and other security-related operations. Delhi government has extended the deadline for the Pakistani nationals whose visa has been suspended after the Pehelgam terror attack from 26th April to 29th April. Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood appealed to all citizens to help identify Pakistani nationals overstaying in the national capital and inform the nearest police station immediately. The government has directed airlines to implement passenger handling measures amid airspace restrictions to ensure continued passenger comfort, safety and regulatory compliance. The Civil Aviation Ministry said, in light of the recent international airspace closures and overflight restrictions, several flight routes have been significantly altered, leading to extended flight durations and the possibility of technical stops. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, when the youth participate in nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. He said, with their hard work and innovation today, the youth of the country is showing the world how much potential the nation has. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today.
Kuch hi din baad, Mumbai mein world Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit yani Waves 2025 ka aayojan hone ja raha hai media gaming aur entertainment field ke innovators ke liye ye pratibha dikhane ka abhutpurv avsar hai ye ek aisa platform hoga jahan entertainment se jude startups ko investors aur industry leaders se judne ka mauka milega.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme Guidelines, an online portal in New Delhi. Recently, the Union Cabinet had approved the scheme with a funding of 22,919 crore rupees to make India Atmanirbhar in the electronics supply chain. The guidelines have been formulated with intense industry consultation. The scheme will be open to receive application from 1st May through the online portal. The National Testing Agency has launched a dedicated platform to report suspicious claims regarding the NEET UG 2025 examination. NTA advised candidates not to be misled by unscrupulous elements who indulge in malpractice and try to deceive candidates with false claims. The agency also requested candidates to report such misleading information and persons indulged in spreading this on the official website of NTA until 5 p.m. on 4th May 2025. India successfully lifted over 17.1 crore people out of extreme poverty in the last 10 years. According to the World Bank's Spring 2025 Poverty and Equity Report, five states, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh, accounted for two-thirds of the overall decline in extreme poverty. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings have led a target of 202 runs before hosts Kolkata Knight Riders at Eden Gardens. In reply, Kolkata Knight Riders were 7 for no loss in 1 over when rain stopped the play. And that is the end of this news bulletin.